Hello, welcome to Learning from Strangers. We still haven't settled on a kind of a tagline yet, Holly. So, have you come up with one since last week?
No, I thought we were going to have it be whatever it was the first time.
Yeah, I know, but I forgot what that was.
Right, so we're lazy.
So
Cool.
we're absolutely lazy. Maybe that exchange of conversation will be the tagline every single time. No, we've been. In the new year, we've really kind of ramped up production of this show, and I think you're absolutely right. The original tagline was really, really good. And I'm just
We
trying
just can't
to,
remember it.
I can't remember. I'll go back and look at it, but for some reason, I'm trying to change everything when sometimes you just need to change the stuff that needs changed, like audio quality on my end and being able to produce things quickly. So, yeah, maybe I should focus on the real stuff. How have you been doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Just I finished my paleo challenge, but I'm still paleo, so nothing really changed there.
Okay. I almost said divin. Have you dove into it deeper?
You know what? Actually, I made some banana muffins after you talked
Ooh.
about it. I don't know what kind you were making, but like it was eggs, banana, coconut flour. I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, almond butter, and then I added walnuts.
How was it?
I mean, it was good. But I have this problem where, like, every time I make some kind of food that's like diet friendly or whatever you want to call it, you go into it thinking it's gonna be like, I was like ready for the banana walnut muffin that they have like at Starbucks where the sugar is like a crust, and obviously there's no sugar in this paleo muffin, so you bite into it. It has really high expectations, and you just get let down.
Oh, wow. Well,
I
I'm
mean, it was
sorry.
good. No, it was good. That's the thing. I made pumpkin pancakes like a few weeks ago, and it was the same thing because you're thinking like, oh, cake.
Yeah.
But, it's good, but it's in the context of the paleo diet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it scratches that itch, but not deep enough. I definitely
Right.
agree with you on that one.
Right. I
Yeah.
mean, I definitely like gobbled them up. Like, I mean, they were good. So I'll be making them again for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've had to actually hold back on my baked goods because I ate like six muffins in one day when I made them, and it's they're healthier, but it's still that's a lot of calories to
Everything
consume.
in
Oh,
moderation.
absolutely. So that's a
Yeah.
lesson definitely learned. But today we're gonna be talking about something that has nothing to do with muffins, though any ways of incorporating muffins, I don't think anybody will be too upset about. But something that sounds really, really cool and fun. But turns out to not really be so. We're going to talk about the friend zone, which, I mean, why wouldn't you want to be in a zone with all your friends? It sounds pretty awesome. It sounds like maybe there's pizza there, maybe there's pop, cake, but that's not it, is it, Holly? I'm completely wrong about it, aren't
No, the friend zone is a cold cave.
I? There's no pizza.
No, there's no pizza. Maybe there's Ben and Jerry's in my friend zone.
A lonely, lonely pint of Ben and Jerry's
Yes.
ice cream. So, for people that don't know what the friend zone is, what is, as few of words as possible, what is the best way to describe it?
That is when someone has put you or anyone in like the box. They've checked the box that you can only be a friend. Like you can never be boyfriend, girlfriend, anything other than a friend.
Okay.
They don't like you.
They like you just enough, but not enough for there to be anything real to develop
Right.
further into it. Not real. That sounds awful. Like
Yeah.
friendship is a great thing, but it's not a good thing when you want a little tiny bit more. Not unlike the paleo muffins we just described, you
Right. Oh my
know?
gosh, the paleo muffins are totally the friend zone of baked goods.
Oh, that's absolutely true. The funny thing is,
Wow.
when we start talking about diving into this topic, because I mean, it's a big topic on the internet right now, especially if you're on Reddit or a forum where people talk. Because there's some people that don't think it's real, and there's some people that swear by it, and there's some people that think it's like a conspiracy. you know,
why, the people that don't think it's real, what do they mean?
They're married and happy, and they like they're jackasses. I mean, it's the people that don't think it's real are the people that have never dealt with it. You know, not unlike anything in this world, like the people that gotcha. you know. So it's not to call all those people jackasses, but it's kind of, the way they think it's not real is kind of rude. It's pretty
dramatic. Like, because it hasn't happened to me, it's yeah. not real. Okay, it,
exactly. Kind of like, oh, poor people don't exist. That's just stuff you see all the time. Right. Well, they sort of do. They do, but. It's funny, though, because the friend zone, in my experience, has been, to me, more of a thing that guys deal with. And you yourself actually have dealt with the friend zone on, you know, in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like, I do think typically, okay, yeah, it's like when guys and girls are friends, you know, the whole When Harry Met Sally question, can they really be friends?
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like a lot more times you feel like a girl, you hear about a girl putting a guy into the friend zone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I've been put in the friend zone definitely like a solid 2 times, maybe more, and I blocked them from my memory, I don't know.
Oh, so what was... How did you know you were in the friend zone, I guess, is the best place to begin?
You know, both time, like, I'm somebody that's pretty honest and open, and, like, if I, and, you know, it's tough because if it's somebody that you feel like is your close friend or maybe even your best friend, you can, like, tell that person anything. Mm-hmm. So both times I've actually just, like, come out and said it, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I like you. And then have that awkward conversation happens of like, I don't really like you like that.
Those are the words that everybody fears so much is I don't really yeah. feel like, I like you, but not like that. Or I love you like a brother or a right. sister. And oh, yeah. That's,
I think maybe, like, I was in the friend zone in high school, and I think then, I don't remember the guy actually saying that. I think it was more just, like, totally his actions. You know, he was always dating, like, these other girls that were totally wrong for him, and, like, I was always like, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
Me right here. And it was like, nope. And then when we went away to college, he would kind of did that whole, like, oh, we should have dated. And I'm like, okay. By then you're like over it, you know?
Oh, that is one thing that I don't have as much experience in the friend zone because I think it was pretty oblivious to that. I'm sure it happened, but when people would come and talk to you and say, oh, why didn't we hang out in high school or why didn't we date? And you're just like, well, I haven't changed all that much. So I'm not really sure. That's a good question to ask.
Yeah, and I mean, actually later he kind of like told me, you know, that he felt like maybe we were, this is probably a conversation for another day, but maybe we were too good of a match. Like he wasn't ready for something like that.
Oh, that is, I mean, in high school, perhaps, because we're so stupid in high school. All of us are just really, really dumb. I was super dumb in high school. But that too good of a match thing is used outside of high school, in college, during times when people should be getting together. And to me, it didn't make any sense. When I would date, and I didn't have the friend zone as much as I had kind of the date for a month, and then it's not going anywhere else, but we'll be in contact, which never happens. And it was always like, oh, you're just kind of like, you're the guy I would like to marry, which... Girls, don't say this to anyone. Or women, excuse me. Don't say this to guys. You're marriage material. You're just not dating material. Because you know what that tells a guy? One, he more than likely has a small penis. And two, he's not interesting enough for you at that point. And then three, you're going to wait for your standards to drop. I mean, that's kind of the standard.
I didn't know people said that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Crazy.
And they didn't say... You have a small penis, Ethan. That's what makes you marriage material. Yeah. But it was kind of like you're just, you know, like or the whole I just don't know why I don't like you like that kind of stuff. It's just kind of like don't? are you alive? Are you a breathing human? Or I mean, it's really weird. So like the friend zone is really it's a crappy thing to be placed into. But whose fault is it at the core?
Well, this is the thing, because when I did some light Googling on the friend zone, I find that a lot of quote-unquote advice out there to get out of the friend zone is kind of like, not to bash Cosmo, but it's kind of like advice from Cosmo, like, make yourself pretty, don't do this. And I'm like, wait, is that why I'm in the friend zone? Because I, like, drink beer and cuss a lot? Certainly not, right?
I was going to say, don't ever take, you know, information from a magazine that monthly tells girls to stick their fingers in dudes' butts, and they will like that, because that is, I just don't. I mean, like the thing is, I guess there's aspects of, and again, we're going to go off that whole, you know, conversation we had last week, and just, I don't want to sound superficial when I say this, but there are times that you really like someone's personality and you're not attracted to them.
Right.
So there's an aspect of, like, modifying your appearance that may help, but I don't think it's going to help, I mean, that much.
Right. I think in general, it's just like a lack of spark. That's all I can think that it is. It's just like, okay, the thing about the friend zone that I think is so catch 22 is that, like, sometimes being a friend is almost, you know, better than being someone's significant other, because you're not going to break up, or it's not going to be over. You can always be best friends. That's awesome. Yay. But on the other hand, when someone is your best friend and they know everything about you, and then they basically say they don't like that enough to be with you, that's kind of like, it's like, how is the friendship gonna continue after that?
Yeah. I mean, are you able to continue a friendship after that? I think that, like, I don't know, that's really, really difficult to say. I mean, you, with those two examples, were you still friends with them afterwards, or was it like, you know, this is too weird?
Yeah, but I think that the friendship definitely changed. Because it's like, you know, obviously I put something out there that wasn't really accepted, and then it's like, okay, kind of back off. You know, I'm going to kind of back off.
Well, and he's going to watch what he says, because he doesn't want to give you the wrong idea. You're going to watch what you say, because you don't want him to think that you're, you know, still in that. It really can, which, this is really bad advice for people. I mean, this is a bad conversation for people to listen to, because there is a possibility of people dating friends and having great relationships, and this shouldn't scare you off from that. We're dealing strictly with, you know, those situations that happen. I don't know if they happen more often than not, but, you know, to be actually placed into this zone early into a friendship or a relationship, as opposed to, like, you've been best friends for 7 years and then you ask, because that's kind of a toss up, I think.
But, yeah.
I mean, really focusing on this whole idea of someone, like, designating you, like, friend, I do ya. Maybe date. Oh yeah, marriage material, like that kind of thing. Like that friend zone is like, that is what you've been placed into. So I mean, the relationships become weird after that. And is there any way to fix that, or is it done?
I don't want to say that it's done, because, like I said, like, I was friends with the two guys after the fact, but I think it definitely changes. And I'm not. If there's someone listening that's like, wow, I've been put in the friend zone, I don't know what to do, I think ending the friendship is definitely an option, because who knows, you know, I don't know the situation. Like, what if they slept together and then it was super awkward after that? Like, I mean, if it's too awkward, then just, you know, you have to weigh your positive and negative.
Yeah. So essentially, I mean, if you can't fix it after something like that, it may not have been the best friendship in the first place.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. And okay. So that brings up a next topic. Like the difference, I think, between friend zones, being put in a friend zone as a woman and a friend zone as a guy, and which, what is oftentimes remarked about, you know, on the internet, and I'm kind of torn on this, is guys sometimes assume that they will get sex as a reward for being nice. I'm not even going to say some guys. I think all guys believe that sex is a reward for being a nice guy. And when they are denied sex because they're being a nice guy, or, you know, that level of intimacy, I believe they often fall back on, well, I've been friend zoned. When in actuality, perhaps you've been friend zoned, or perhaps, you know, your priorities are out of whack, which is why I think that the friend zone is a real thing, but can also be used as an excuse for someone just like not, you know, just not having their head on straight. I mean, being nice to this is why I kind of say, like, you know, hear a lot of guys talk about nice guys finishing last, and yeah. You're going to finish last if you're a nice guy that's expecting what, you know, shitty guys tend to get, you know, like if you're like, oh, look, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to go to your house and help you move and drive you to class and buy you all this stuff. And, you know, as a friend, but, you know, I kind of think that we're going to, you know, nook it up, you know, that's why it's a little bit different. So like from a girl's perspective, I don't know.
I do think, that's the kind of guy side, like while a magazine might tell girls like, okay, change up your makeup, wear something sexy, blah, blah, blah. A guy, I feel like their advice is to, you know, don't be too nice, wait before you call, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to, quote unquote, guarantee you not to be placed in the friend zone, which is, you know, obviously not true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that, I mean, and sometimes, like, I don't know, as a dude, you have to realize that you can be friends with girls, but like understand going into it that you should just be friends with them. And if you think that you're not going to be friends with them and you're doing things because you're trying to build a case for yourself, relationships are not the court of law, and you don't have to have evidence going into a relationship to dictate whether or not this is going to be something. And I think a lot of guys kind of say, oh, well, I did. Well, why is she with that guy? Cause I mowed her lawn. I did all this stuff. And that's not necessarily the case. And so I think that that's one aspect of the friend zone with guys that they need to take into consideration, is that like she probably wasn't gonna, like, you know, do anything with you anyway. She probably had standards, and that's okay for her to do, and she shouldn't be broken down because, oh, she didn't want to have sex with you for being nice. You're supposed to be nice just to be nice. So I mean, that's right. Just one thing I kind of want to say to this. But I mean, so have you friend zoned a guy?
I was actually just trying to think, like, have I? I really don't recall that I have, and I feel like a big slut saying that.
Holly is equal opportunity for everybody.
You know, I learn so much about myself talking on this show. I can't, It was like in the beginning of college, I was seeing this guy. You know, we actually were kind of talking when he was in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And then when he came back, we met up and we kind of saw each other for a little while. And one of his, I don't know what it's called, they were like in the same troop together, mm-hmm. you know, a friend that he had over there.
Yeah.
I met him and we all three of us would hang out. And when it didn't work out with, you know, the first guy, I stayed friends with the second guy. And like, it came out of nowhere where he was like, kind of, he didn't come out and say like, I like you, but he was like being suggestive kind of. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, you know, you're this guy's friend. Like, I can't do that. And he like was pissed. He, like, went off being like, oh, it's always him. He always gets the ladies, which he really was an attractive guy. But, I mean, I felt like a piece of shit, you know, because I definitely enjoyed talking to him. But it was just, I only saw him as this guy's friend, you know, and I didn't feel like that was right to.
So was it just that he was his friend, or was there just not an attraction at that point?
I mean, if we had met under different circumstances, you know, I don't know. I obviously, if I would have felt some massive attraction to him, I probably would have said, you know, screw the other guy. But so, yeah, there probably just wasn't that spark. And like, we weren't really friends after that.
Mm-hmm. And I think the common something that guys sometimes tend to say is that women lead them on intentionally, mm-hmm. To develop a group of, you know, servant men, I guess, is kind of this weird. I want to say that all this stuff comes from the internet, but it doesn't. Like, in real life, I have spoken to guys that have basically said that they have been manipulated to do things for girls. Those girls knowing that they will never, you know, hang out with the guy, but they wanted a free meal or this or that, like this really kind of superficial stuff that made the girl sound awful, But right. I can't imagine. I'm sure there's situations like that. I mean, I'm sure there's situations like that. But I can't imagine that is the... I feel like that's the exception to the rule. I think that sometimes it's just a misunderstanding amongst peers. And in that situation, that sounds... It's not like you were like, hey, you know, like, come over and cook me dinner and hang out with me and that kind of stuff. So
it was like we had only met in person when all three of us would hang out together. And so other times we would just, like, text or, you know, like, chat. That was when AOL was still popular, so we would chat online, and that was like the extent of it. So it really did come out of nowhere. I was like, wow, and you know, sometimes I'm really naive. Like, he could have been throwing signals that I was like not thinking were signals. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what about when someone says, I don't want to ruin the friendship? Is that the same thing as the friend zone?
Yeah, because here's the fact of the matter is, it's just like you said. And what people have to understand, people are very good at making excuses for why things don't work out, but here's the fact of the matter. If you're friends with somebody and there's something more going on and you have an attraction to them, the friendship is but a, you know, launching point, you know, for something better. And so no one's going to be like, ah, we're such good friends, because you're going to have a million friends in your life. It doesn't matter. I've gained a million. I've lost a million. It doesn't matter. But if you have the potential for having something deeper, I think most people are going to go for that. I think the people that say, I don't want to ruin the friendship, one, maybe it's a friendship that has other ties that would make it awkward. Maybe your family, friends, or something like that. So if it didn't work out, yeah, perhaps. Okay. That's probably a good excuse. Or maybe you work together or something along those lines. But I don't think that I don't know. I mean, there's always that big thing like, oh, can men and women be friends? I think they can be friends, but I think they would rather be in a relationship together. If you look at, you know, animal kind, just how everything's developed, it's not like, you know, you got a bunch of baboons hanging out being friends. They're like, oh, no, she's great. You know, I could mate, but oh, we'll just be friends. Like, I think that the point is to kind of move in that direction if that's an option. And when someone says they don't want to ruin the friendship, what they're trying to say is,
you're ugly. I'm just kidding.
I mean, oh man, it makes me feel bad, but I said that to a girl one time ugly. She was well, I guess here's the thing, and this all sounds superficial, but I'm not gonna ever deny this. Attraction is a big thing. I think it's important to be attracted to somebody. You can't just be attracted to someone's looks and that be good, but you have to be attracted to somebody. And we live in a world where, you know, there's all kinds of different looks that work for certain people. Okay, and so I'm just saying, like if I'm gonna be in a relationship with someone, a personality is great, but I kind of like to be attracted to them as well. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But if I were to say that to anybody, I mean,
this is as blunt as I can put it, and I've told my friends this. Like, the bottom line is, if I don't want to fuck you, it's not gonna happen. Like, I mean, that's it, though.
You can say that. I can't say that. But it's the same thing. And that's in this situation. Now, it wasn't like coming into high school or going from high school to college. And I wasn't attracted to her. And I did want to be friends with her. And I just, you know, I didn't know what else to say. I wasn't just going to say.
So you said, I don't want to ruin the friendship.
I don't want to ruin the friendship. And it's a cop-out.
And what'd she say?
She said, oh, okay. I mean, I think she was, I don't know if she was upset about that. I mean, maybe she was. I mean, obviously she's not going to be like, I'm really upset about this. I just want you to know that, because it's high school, you know, pre-college, whatnot. But I think that, you know, the impression was that wasn't the answer she wanted, or else she wouldn't have said anything. But at that age, it's really difficult to come out and be blunt with it. I think at any age, I mean, do you really want to tell someone, I'm just not attracted to you? What's worse? I don't want to ruin a friendship, or I'm not attracted to you. So I mean, you know, most people say, oh, be honest with them. Don't lead these guys on, but okay, you're fat.
That's where it's the tough part, because you're already friends. And like, obviously you don't want to hurt a friend. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have this relationship where you're honest, but then when it comes to that, if you really weren't attracted, you know, you wouldn't want to say that, because it's your friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's why that does make it a little bit difficult. And that's why sometimes, I mean, white lies aren't, I don't think they're bad, unless like that's what you always fall back on, or you give the impression. You should never say, you know, right now is not a good time. Never say that.
Right, because never is a good time.
Never is if never is a good time, unless you like can look into the future and you think, oh, they're going to be a little bit better in about 5 years. They're going to be, you know, like a fine wine. They're going to be able to sit on the shelf for a while, really get that flavor, and then go from there. Unless you can see that, then okay, perhaps saying that is okay, but usually not. If it's not now, it's usually not going to happen.
Yeah, that's because, okay, I had one of the guys that put me in the friend zone said something kind of like that. Like, I never said I would never date you.
Mm-hmm. And so you're supposed to like, wait, Holly. Did you know
okay.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to sit and wait until he's ready, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm so young and I have time on my hands. That's all I have is time.
Take your time. No, I'll be right here. Yeah, wait, so, I mean, that's where it is. And I think in the friend zone, you have to, I mean, obviously we're doing our best to take into, you know, take the other person's feelings into consideration, but there are times that, and this is going to sound really horrible too, and let me try to. So I have had experiences where I don't know why they got the impression that we could have a relationship. Does that sound as mean as I think it does?
Like what? You were like an asshole to them?
No, like one, we were friends, but not like really had much in common. They just weren't like attractive in the least. This sounds bad, but I'm trying to be as honest as possible with this. They weren't attractive in the least. And I not that I'm a unbelievably attractive person, but I was, you know, there was a significant difference in the level of attractiveness at this point. That sounds fucking awful, but again, no one said we're going to, you know, hold anything back on this. But the thing that was, I was going to say, yeah, everyone's like, oh, that guy's a dick. Well, again, they still like you, Holly, so that's okay. Like everybody likes to be able to, you know, be mad at somebody. But it was weird because there was not like, there was, all of it was lacking. The whole package was lacking. I don't want to focus on just the attractiveness. The whole package was lacking. And it was almost like they were coming at it with this, like, I'm like, where'd that come from? Like, not just like, oh, there was something there. It was like, what? Like, really?
That's so it really came out of left field. Like, were you definitely didn't see it coming.
No.
Because you were just like, were they actually like really good friends, or was it like an acquaintance?
It was not super good friends. I would say we didn't even spend that much time together. It was just really strange. And so I think that is another aspect of the friend zone. Like, are you in a rush or something? Like, what's, like, I don't know. Like, where'd that come from? That's what's kind of weird as well.
Like, so, wow, you must have just had some kind of power over, you know, they met you a couple times and they were like, dang,
well, that happened.
I want
like
Ethan.
That's like one time. No, I would not say I have a power at all. I had a really good power of only having one date, you know. That's what I was really good, which I thought to myself at that point, maybe we should go on one date and they'll be completely over any sort of affection. But I think that sometimes when you give attention to someone of the opposite sex who doesn't get a lot of attention, that can really send mixed signals. I think maybe that's one of the issues is a lot of the people that, and I was trying to turn this around and make it sound a lot more meaningful than me just being a huge dick. But I think a lack of experience with the opposite sex makes any sort of interaction with the opposite sex seem more meaningful than it actually is, which I believe can transfer itself into this idea of being friend zone, when in actuality, someone just had no idea that's how you felt, you know. And guys deal with that more than girls do, but I don't know. I mean, I think that you had more of a in the situations you talked about, you had more of a foundation in it.
I do think though sometimes like outside forces sometimes build it up, like because it's one thing if you're like, oh, I'm going to the movies with my girlfriends, or if you're like, oh, hey, I'm going to the movies with Brian, people are like, ooh, what's going on there, when it's like, oh, we're actually just one of the movies. And sometimes if you are best friends and you do stuff like that a lot, then people see you out together and it's like, oh, and even when you say, oh, you know, we're friends, people might be like, okay, quote unquote friends.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
So I mean, not that that would like really influence your feelings, but I feel like society, not to make like a sweeping generalization about society, but that kind of happens, and even things like the term just friends makes it seem like, oh, womp womp.
Yeah, like wink. Like, so it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If people put it in your head enough, you kind of feel like, oh, maybe there is something more, when in actuality, right, there may not be. So, yeah. Which I got to say to people out there, if you're hanging out with a friend and you're getting the sense that their impressions are wrong, it does not help anybody for you to go, oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that sounds like it's leading to something. Oh, they bought you an apple? Whew. They gave you the last of their Jell-O? Yeah, that's relationship material. You don't have to just say, oh, wow, sounds nice. You know, you don't have to put your 2 cents into it. I think that really
Jell-O. Are we at like old folk home?
We're in a scenario where, you know, two old people are getting the impression that, you know, an older guy likes. No, I don't know. To me, if someone gave me Jell-O back when I was in high school, I would think that was them more or less proposing to me. Jell-O was a big deal.
Really? You were into Jell-O?
I like Jell-O. I hate it now. I can't stand it. But back then, you know, it was just, I don't know, these offering anything.
Yeah.
Get that kind of overanalyzing it too much. Is definitely something to be cautious of. Now, do you think that, is there a flip side to it? Do people get so cautious of the friend zone and being put in the friend zone that maybe they would completely miss a hint at something?
What do you mean?
Like, maybe you were so afraid. So as a guy, maybe I'm so afraid of being put in the friend zone, or someone, you know, thinking that I'm going to be put in the friend zone, that someone's actually giving me hints, and I'm kind of like backing away, like, oh, that's no, this is friend zone stuff. She doesn't mean anything by it. She gave me a kiss on the cheek. She doesn't mean anything by it. She wants to hang out after work. She doesn't mean anything by it. Like, is that a possibility? Like,
I think so.
The counter friend zone, I guess, is that's what we could call it at that point. Because I often wonder, because I think people are sometimes so obsessed with getting hurt in relationships that they may build up that kind of defense against those things and miss opportunities. Maybe not. Maybe the friend zone is just something that pretty obvious when it happens. So, but I was curious about that.
I mean, I think it could happen. Anything. Yeah.
So what can we do to avoid putting people in the friend zone? Obviously I'm married, so if you don't know that you're in the friend zone with me, then you're kind of lost. But I mean, what else is there that just not give people a wrong impression? Because I mean, it's almost on both parties at that point. I mean, probably more so on the person with the infatuation than on the person that's infatuated on. But yeah. I mean, you know, some steps to take, cautionary tale, if you will.
I mean, and this is just like my approach, you know, as I mentioned the couple of times that it's happened to me, like I am someone that, like, especially both instances, I've been really close to these guys. So it's like, it's on my mind. We hang out a lot, you know, and in both instances, there's been situations where, like, they start dating other people, and that is a really shitty feeling. Mm-hmm. So I've just been, like, totally upfront about it. Like, hey, this is how it is. And yeah, it might make it awkward, but I mean, at least it's just over. Cause I don't like the idea of, like, living with that feeling, you know?
Yeah.
And so if it's not going to be reciprocated, or if we can't be friends after, then at least you're just like, okay, move on. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's kind of like a breakup, even though maybe they didn't like you in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it still kind of feels that way.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I think there's times when, why pursue it if it's going to be, you know, a pain for you? I mean, if it's going to be cause you heartache, you know, be friends with someone, then see them enjoying their life with their, you know, cool boyfriend who's got a much better car than you do and is more muscular. Well,
oh yeah. Yeah. They're way better than you because you are so awesome, but you're just a friend. So
yeah, you're just a friend. So then I guess, another aspect of prevention is, I mean, there's gotta be some activities that you just shouldn't do with somebody if you intend them to be just a friend, you know, like there's got to be some,
because
I think people miss out on that a lot.
Yeah, I never thought about that, really.
Cuddling?
Yeah, obviously you should have cuddled.
Don't cuddle. I have had experiences where people have cuddled with me, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And they're like, oh, I just really need a good cuddle. Okay, off to fuck my boyfriend. It's like, oh,
right. It's all fun and games until someone falls in love.
Exactly, so don't cuddle with anyone. I think that, I guess maybe more, you know, concrete activities. I mean, like, is shopping with a dude? I mean, that to me sends kind of a signal like, oh, I kind of, you know, like, I want your opinion and I want you to spend time with me in a situation. Like, I shop with my wife because we're married and I'm forced to, you know, like, I feel like if you do that early on, you're kind of giving that person the impression that you want them to be with you during times when that are most important to you.
I mean, this is kind of tough because technically everything could be like you could say, you know, going to dinner, that seems kind of date-ish.
Yeah, true.
Going to the movies, date night. Like, all of that seems, you know, it seems kind of.
Men and women can't be friends.
Yep. All right, it's over.
Well, I guess we can't do this podcast anymore because we can't be friends. Oh, you do a podcast together? Whoa. Yeah.
Maybe that's safe. Maybe every boy-girl friendship should be a podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's miles and miles between us. But, okay, so maybe it's okay. So maybe it's not just activities. It's different levels of activities. So in, let's say movies, for instance. A comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to go see, you know, ghosts together.
You shouldn't see ghosts together, and you definitely shouldn't make pottery afterwards in the ghost style that they do. Eating, the food should be bad so that you both can comment on how bad the food is. If it's a really nice, like a really nice restaurant, probably not. I think that gives a bad impression.
Yeah, McDonald's. You should probably just go to McDonald's.
Go to McDonald's. If you want to hang out with, you know, a friend of the opposite sex, go to McDonald's. You know, Burger King, perhaps. Now, we're obviously not getting any sponsorship money, but if either one of those entities want to, we'll take it. We'll take it.
So, right. I'll take my burgers with no buns, though, because it's paleo.
Oh, yeah. No buns for me either. Actually, nothing from any of those restaurants for me. Oh, man. I think we just – there for a while, I kind of thought we had a good grasp on it, but then I realized we opened up a Pandora's box of
– Right. It's scary.
It is really – it's actually really, really, really scary to know what's appropriate. Even me as a married guy who – I think, you know, whereas you may be naive, I'm quite oblivious to a lot of things. And, you know, I mean, you have to be cautious with the relationships you have as a married guy as well. Now, obviously, I don't have a wife who's jealous at all. But other people who get weird impressions of relationships people have and then kind of maybe get into, you know, a significant other's head or whatnot, that can always be a problem. So it is, I mean, and that's probably a conversation to have at a later date too, but like the interaction seems so, to be so protective of it, you know?
I mean, you know, I've been thinking about this because this second round of friend zone is pretty fresh, not mm-hmm. gonna lie to you. So I've been thinking about it lately about how does our friendship continue, and honestly, like, I don't know about you, but, like, how often do you really interact with your friends?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because even, like, my girlfriends, we have, like, a set night that we hang out, but in between that, I'm not really, like, texting them or calling them too much. We just hang out on that one night a week, and that's kind of it. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, when this guy and I have been friends, and we text all the time, and then now that it's kind of awkward that I put it out there and it wasn't scooped up, when I kind of backed off a little and he was like, hey, you know, you don't really text me anymore. I'm like, you know, when I think about it, I don't really text anybody.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, not to be like, oh, we're getting older and whatever, but I'm kind of like, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on and I don't really think I should be obligated to like text you, especially now.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a fair point because again, prolonged conversation, a lot of intense time spent with somebody, that is a means to an end. And so maybe that's a good point, is that, you know, it's not the type of activities or the frequency, but the quality, you know, and the effort put into them. Because again, why would you keep texting somebody if there's not going to be something there? I mean, I don't think friends text every 5 minutes. I don't have any friends like that. I mean... I don't know. That's kind of different. So maybe, and I could be wrong, and someone's going to come up and say, "Oh no, you know, that's not true." Yeah. My best friend and I text all the time. But then if you watch, you know, what was it, the movie with McDreamy and his best friend was a girl, or a woman, and he suddenly realized he loved her, and the whole time it was pretty obvious they were in love, you know, but he forgot about it. And she moved to Scotland and married a Scottish dude, and he decided at the last minute. Is it best man, my best man? Bridesmaid?
Oh.
Maid of Honor. It was Maid of Honor. If you haven't seen that movie, go see it, because you will understand there's kind of I don't know. I mean, the amount of time and the kind of activities they were doing, it was kind of like, really? Like, nothing, you guys? Like, how can you not tell that kind of stuff? So cutting it off.
Yeah.
Now for them, he went to Scotland and he got punched in the face. Patrick Dempsey is who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He got punched in the face by the Scottish husband-to-be. It was sad. But happy, but sad too. But anyway.
But yeah, that's a good point though. So maybe we don't have to worry about the McDonald's. It's more about, you know, the quality of time. And, I mean, because it's like I said, like, when you think about it, how often do you really hang out with your friends, text them, whatever? Like, I feel like everyone's kind of busy with their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, you're spending a lot of time with them, not, you know, not a friend. So maybe that's the more important, is, like, putting your friendship in check in that way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, especially, you know, single people, because you don't want to be in that situation where you just completely got the wrong impression. And I got that wrong impression a lot. I feel like my time in college was a constant state of friend zone. Maybe not friend zone as much. It was like, this guy's kind of a drunk idiot zone. You know, like, maybe that's a zone too. Maybe it's not just a zone that. Maybe
that's
it's not
the zone I want to be in. Drunk idiot zone.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say,
this paleo muffin zone.
Oh, I haven't. It's been too long since I've been a drunk idiot. Next week. Next week I could be drunk idiot.
Oh yeah, Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, we're gonna. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be nice. Well, I don't know how. We'll see how much I like drinking after that. I don't know. I hope I don't lose all my results though. That would be awful.
No, we won't lose all of them.
I mean, I'm trying. I'm trying to get my. Try to get my sexy on, or as close to that as I possibly can. A drunk idiot isn't quite as sexy, but, you know, I don't know. There's people in this world that like that kind of stuff. So I guess maybe to conclude everything, what we're trying to communicate to everybody is be cautious and observant, and I think be direct if you need to be. I don't know. I think you made a really good point on that. I think there's nothing wrong with saying, if you know, people talk about how, when I want something, I go and get it. Those people that say that also know that they may get rejected, but it doesn't stop them. So, I mean, you know, if you think that something's happening with a friend, say, hey, is this happening or should I back off or whatnot? And usually it should write itself, but I don't sit and just dream about the beautiful relationship you're going to have until you have a little bit more concrete fact to aid you in determining whether or not that's actually going to be a relationship.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's the best way to look at it. Anything else? What do you think? Are we missing anything?
No, I hope not, because I feel like we just talked about a lot of stuff and I'm pretty much never going to be friends with the guy now.
God damn it. See, that's happened.
Just kidding.
Everybody thinks I'm the biggest dick on the planet. Oh, well, that's a good way to close the show then. So hopefully you all listen next week. We'll have a less controversial topic, I guess, but wanted to thank everybody that has shared the podcast. We appreciate it. Any way that you can do that is great. We are more consistent, so you should see us more often, so you won't get excited and be like, oh, 2 months later, here's what's happening. So share it with your friends. You know, give us some praise. You know, again, we don't like, you know, we don't like criticism. Make it constructive, but make it real, real, real light, because I cry so much. I've got so many tears inside my body. And then again, check out Holly's website, the Bitter Lemon. She also has a book that you should check out. Buy it, you know, so it helps her purchase more paleo food so that she can make muffins.
Yep.
And go head over to Model Husband as well. It's not just for husbands. It's for everybody. So with that, I'm going to say bye to everyone. It's been nice.
Yeah.
Holly, thank you very much. And
bye.
We'll see y'all next week.
See ya.